Donate.
Help us reach our goal.
And if somehow we get any last second money and we have to get taken off the air, we can announce it tomorrow during
2 to 3 p.m.
And I also just want to give a shout out to my brother from another Lola. All right. Jeffrey. Oh, my God. Wait.
The pupil.
All right. I love you. And you give your money too.
The pupil didn't donate, but, you know.
The pupil.
Shout out all the donors. Thank you for listening to Mango Street Cafe. Thank you to all the donations. Up next, KDVS News. Go to kdvs.org/give to donate right now. Tune in if you'd like to Cosine 180 tomorrow, 2 to 3 p.m. We can also donate there. Or if you donate late, we'll read your donation there, too.
Radio Raheem.
Okay, bye.
Radio Raheem.
Second episode of KDVS News. I'm your host, Romali Da Silva, and today is actually an extra special segment because it's fundraiser week, as you all know. So throughout this segment, please call 530-754-3406 or 530-754-3408 or 530-752-0728 to talk to any of our helpful volunteers if you need help navigating to kdvs.org/give to donate or to buy merchandise at kdvs.org/shop. So should we talk about the fun thing we're going to do on our show today to encourage y'all to donate?
Yes, we should.
Oh, and go ahead and introduce yourself too. I have a gracious co-host with me today.
Hello. We are getting like nice and personable today. So I am Izzy Barney. Usually go by DJ Nadia, but I'm Izzy today.
Yes, I usually go by DJ Cappuccino, but she's been away for a while. It's just been Romali. So actually, if you donate today, you guys are what keeps KDVS going. You guys are what keeps KDVS News going. So if we reach $300 of donations during the show, those who donated who are interested in this would be randomly selected for an exclusive profile where you will be interviewed and featured in our next episode. So if you have some stories to tell or if you just want your 15 minutes of fame, please donate to KDVS by visiting kdvs.org/give. And if we reach $300 during this time, we'll pick one of you lucky donors to do that. And you can just make a note when you donate to say if you're interested or if you're not in doing that. But ultimately, we do want to get $300 because that's what will keep us going, guys. But also, every donation we get, please submit a truth or dare. That will incentivize you. You know, you want to know our secrets, maybe, or want to see us do crazy things, hear us do crazy things.
I'm ready to tell all.
Me too. The news, they say they never reveal their sources, but now's my time
to reveal every source.
But yeah, we're just going to go through a typical news show for a little bit, but we'll be eager and waiting to hear from you all for your lovely, lovely donations. So thank you all so much for joining. So really, what the show is about money from listeners like you and what makes us possible for us to do the amazing events we have. So spring quarter updates are brought to you by Zoa Wilhoit, who shares some of these upcoming events that you guys help create with your money. Coming up on May 4th, KDVS is holding its 24th music festival, Operation Restore Maximum Freedom, which is commonly referred to as ORMF, which I'm really excited about. The festival is a uniquely nonprofit and non-commercial event put on in order to celebrate and uplift local artists. And this is actually my first ORMF coming up. Is it how? What about
mine
you?
As well.
I'm really excited.
I'm really excited. I've been hearing about it all year.
Me too. ORMF is going to be held at the Red Museum in Sacramento, and we'll have performances from Ilby, Lover's Peak, Van Gozer's, LSD and the Search for God, Bug Bath, Dog Party, VVM, Lewd Jaw, Mundo Mox, and Gumby's Junk. And you can learn more about these bands on the KDVS Instagram, which is KDVS93FM. In other quarter update news, there's going to be Lawntopia, which Izzy will talk to y'all about a
little
bit
right.
more.
Let's see. On May 3rd from 6 to 10 p.m., the ASUCD Entertainment Council will be throwing another Lawntopia, a free annual concert for UC Davis students and staff. Previous headliners include Duckworth, Isaiah Rashad, and I want to say Joey Perp.
Joey Perp, yeah.
Joey Perp. The artist for 2024 has yet to be announced, but free merch, delicious food, and pre-show activities have been promised, as well as student openers. In winter quarter, the Entertainment Council was allocated nearly $500,000 in funding for this year's Lawntopia following a controversial Senate budget cut. More information on Lawntopia can be found on the Entertainment Council Instagram page and the Lawntopia website. Will this be your first one as well?
No, actually, this is my second Lawntopia. Hmm. I saw Isaiah Rashad last year, and it was really good. But nothing is going to beat ORMF, which is the next day.
Nope.
And ORMF is what you guys make possible with your donations. So please, if you're feeling inclined to donate, we'd love to get a truth or dare. It's only been 5 minutes of our show, but we're excited for that. But ultimately, we're most excited to pick one of you donors to be exclusively interviewed.
Exactly.
And I would love that.
Get your 15 minutes of fame with us, KDVS News.
If you have any crazy stories, I know a lot of the DJs here who've been with KDVS for a while have some wild stories. Mm-hmm. So if y'all are listening out there, or if you've listened to KDVS for a while, you guys probably have crazy stories. Truckers who are listening.
Exactly.
Might have some crazy stories.
If you're on the road, call in. Give. KDVS.org/give.
Yes. And you could be the one who gets interviewed. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep talking a little bit about news in general. So in ASUCD news, it's election week. So students can vote online at elections.ucdavis.edu by signing in with their UC Davis Kirbo login. The voting website will be open until 11:59 p.m. tomorrow, and a full list of all the candidates with their platforms and backgrounds is in today's issue of the California Aggie, as well as the editorial's board endorsements. So students who vote will automatically be enrolled in a raffle for several different prize baskets for ASUCD. And y'all, breaking news, actually, we just got a donation for $5 from Naima.
Oh, my goodness.
I love news so much. Izzy and Raleigh are my idols. Okay, truth or dare. What's your biggest fear, or do a handstand? Oh, my God.
What's your biggest fear? Do a headstand? I'll talk about my biggest fear.
I will also talk about my biggest fear. I don't think...
Because you're talking to two people that cannot do handstands.
I would... You know
well,
what?
I don't know
hey,
about you.
Hey, I can do
can
a
you?
Handstand. I just think I would break something in the station. I'm not trying to pay for that. But you know what? That's what your donations cover. If something gets broken, if something gets damaged, if we lose something, your donations cover that. So maybe I should do a handstand. We've got it covered.
One of us does a handstand. One of us talks about fears.
No. Okay. Well,
because that's crazy. Because
we'll,
my fear. Oh my goodness. My fear has been on my brain lately.
Okay.
So
let me hear
I'll talk
it.
About it. Okay. All right. And it's so embarrassing. I think this is a stupid
hey,
fear. This
I'm
objectively is such
space.
A stupid one.
Calling safe space.
Oh, until you hear the fear. Have you heard about submechanophobia?
No. What
so
is that?
Basically, in like the most layman's terms, I'm mic one. Yeah, mic one is apparently like way more powerful, so turn it down
good,
a little
bit. You're good.
Submechanophobia is the fear of man-made structures underwater. Let me get
oh my
the
God.
Actual.
No, that's so real though.
I don't even want to look it up.
No.
Like, I'm not gonna look it up.
Don't do it.
But you know what I'm talking about. It's
I
like
so know.
It's huge animatronics or something like that
yes.
underwater, and. It's
freaky.
It freaks me out. I do not know what it is. I don't know if there's some sort of like underlying like reason that people are scared of it, but it just really freaks me out bad. Like, if I, when I used to have a TikTok and I would see,
used
like,
to.
I've deleted it.
Oh my goodness.
That's a topic for another time. Maybe later. But I just can't. It freaks me out so bad.
That's so real. I think my fear, you know, we'll get a little deeper. Encourage y'all to get, I'm going to put it all out there. My biggest fear, oh man, I would have to say is, I don't know, everyone always says, well, you know what? What is my biggest fear?
What is your biggest
I think,
fear?
Okay. To be honest, my biggest fear is, like, losing my marbles. I think, like, losing my mind is my biggest fear. Maybe y'all can relate. Maybe you can't. I think that's my biggest fear. But yep. Thank you so much, Naima. We appreciate your donation.
Thank you, Naima.
Yes, we're so excited.
The one on the back was not for
I
us.
Don't think that is for us. But, yes, we're excited. Keep your donations coming in. Back to more about ASUCD news. So Shreya Bachu, who is the second year environmental policy and planning major and recently appointed ASUCD elections officer, is really talking about the historic low in the years following the COVID pandemic in voter turnout. So there's been approximately 15.93% of students voting in the last year's spring election. And Bachu is hoping for 20% voter turnout for this election cycle. So the election is the last chance for students to approve the Green Initiative Fund as it's in its third year on the ballot. So TGIF is part of the measures section of the voting page. And breaking news, we just got another donation.
Woo-hoo.
Actually, from my mom.
Oh my God.
My mom, who's listening, she said, keep it up. Y'all are doing amazing with a little heart. She gave us $50. So
thank you,
so
Romali's
much.
Mom. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mama. And keep those donations coming in. Mm-hmm. Y'all are officially entered in the raffle to be chosen to be.
We will definitely
interviewed.
Randomize it because it could be your mom that we interview.
It could. That would be crazy.
If she's interested.
She's got some stories to tell, I'm sure.
That'd be so interesting.
Yes. So, reminder to all of y'all out there who are interested in voting, the ASUCD election closes tonight, so today, or tomorrow. So tomorrow is your last day to vote. Make your voices heard. There are a couple candidates who are running unopposed, so that's mm-hmm. interesting. Also check out their platforms. These are the people who will be representing you, so it's important to stay aware of that,
yep.
because they ultimately allocate funds for Lawntopia, for things that are important. They give funds to KDVS as well, but this is why we need y'all too, because
mm-hmm.
we need your funds. Sometimes ASUCD can't give us everything we need, and
right.
we need help from y'all. So please donate at kdvs.org/give, or if you need to have some help navigating those pages, you can call our volunteers who are eagerly awaiting to talk to you at 530-754-3406 or 530-754-3408 or 530-752-0728. So we will be taking a little pause to give you some more news, because that's what money from you guys really helps us do, bring y'all the news. And we actually have a special segment from Savannah Berger, who is our mm-hmm. arts and culture director, who goes on the search in Davis for all things arts and culture. So we're gonna play that, wait for your donations to roll in while you're listening, and yeah, enjoy. One moment while we get this all sorted, but we are...
Oh, I think I figured it out.
Oh.
Let's go ahead.
In the meantime, keep bringing in those donations. Keep...
No, unfortunately, it is because I am out of reception.
That's okay.
Just a moment.
We also have... KDVS News also has an Instagram, so if you missed this episode or if you'd like to check it out later... We have an Instagram. It's kdvs.news, where we post upcoming shows. We post interesting things. Actually, with your money, with your help, we will be starting a Reels section on our Instagram, where we're going to do a little series called Keeping It Freeform, where we'll be interviewing students around campus in very KDVS-like fashion to get to know things about them in a very newsy way. So if you also have any suggestions for that, please feel free to donate with a little comment about things you'd like us to learn more about at the news. Yeah, y'all are what keeps the news running. I'm so grateful that I've been able to have this job and be working with the news one-on-one. It's been such a great opportunity for me because I want to go into journalism, go into writing. So thank you so much for y'all's donations. We're gonna be working to get you your arts and culture segment, which was so graciously created by Savannah Berger. But in the meantime, let's just listen to some
special shout out John Coltrane anthology, The Last Giant.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Hello, we are back. We're going to be kicking off the arts and culture segment very soon, but just one more quick reminder that we would love, love, love to have more donations, so please donate at kdvs.org/give, or you can go ahead and call in. And also, we have merch, which goes towards our donation, so that's kdvs.org/shop. And here is our arts and culture segment from Savannah Berger. Thank you so much.
Do you have a love for theater but don't want to major in it or have it totally consume your free time? There's a group that will fix all of your woes and satiate your desire to perform. Studio 301 is a 501c3 registered nonprofit theater organization that is run by and made for UC Davis students. The group usually presents 3 to 4 shows per year, with there being always at least one production per quarter. These shows include plays, musicals, and musical reviews. Studio 301 is welcome to all kinds of students, including those not majoring in the arts, such as STEM majors. In fact, the vast majority of the students in Studio 301 aren't theater and dance majors, and STEM majors make up a larger portion of the members. Many science-intensive majors, and all majors in general, share the same sentiment that the group does not dominate their schedule to the point that it intervenes with the completion of their degrees. Third-year plant science major, Ava Bargainer, can attest to this.
I play Rusty. She's like the little best friend.
How are rehearsals going for you?
Rehearsals are going good. I think it's been a long time commitment, but it's fun. I get to make lots of little friends, new little buddies.
Sweet. And is it like manageable with your STEM major?
I think that my job is definitely very demanding, but I think it just works out. I think you have to be very mindful about how much time you can commit to that. But overall, still very fun. And it's definitely a good way to spend your spring quarter and definitely meet lots of new people and you get to dance and have fun.
The club offers opportunities for members to take on different positions of leadership. You could act, choreograph, direct, work in stage design, work backstage, and so much more. While auditions for this new year's production has already passed, you can still see the production at the end of the quarter. For this spring, the production in question is the musical Footloose, based on the 1984 smash hit movie musical of the same name. This performance is going to be dance intensive, funny, and invigorating to watch. I met with second year theater and dance and Spanish double major Gray Engstrom, who plays Ren McCormack, the lead role of the musical, to talk about his experience with Studio 301 and the upcoming musical.
Okay, so I'm out here outside of the Student Community Center with the lead role, I think, of the up and coming,
you know,
Studio 301 production Footloose, Gray Engstrom. Hey, why don't you start off by telling me about yourself in relation to Studio 301.
Right. I joined Studio 301 my freshman year, and it's a pretty chill club. It's completely student-run and student-directed, and the show we are doing is completely students, but they put on some really, really good stuff. So we're currently doing Footloose, which I auditioned for at the end of last quarter.
Yep.
And I was lucky enough to land the lead role. So we're currently in the process of rehearsing for that. And we are going to have our show in the Wyatt Theater, which we're all really excited about. And it's gonna be really cool.
That sounds great. Have you been in other previous productions by Studio 301?
Yes, last year I participated in The Review, which is something Studio 301 does every year. They pick a theme, and then The Review is a collection of different scenes or songs that fit under the theme. And I was in one scene and two songs for last year. The theme was Seasons of Love. And then fast forward to this year, and now I'm doing Footloose.
Oh, right on. Okay, level with me, dog. What would you say is different about Studio 301? Like, why do you like it so much? Why do you come back? What makes it different from other theater and dance groups?
I'd say, like, what I like the most about Studio 301 is that they really aim to do shows that students will enjoy participating in. And for a lot of the members, they're not necessarily theater and dance majors. So for them, theater is something that they love, and it's a hobby, and it's something to get away from classes. So I think for them and everybody participating, it's important to do something that everyone's really going to have fun with, because at the end of the day, it is something that they choose to do, and it's a hobby.
Nice. Yeah. So it's one of your hobbies. It's also going to be your career, apparently. Okay, all jokes aside. Can you give me like a play-by-play of how your auditions go?
Yeah, so for Studio 301, before the end of each quarter, they will send out a sign-up sheet for auditions, and you just choose a time slot that works with your schedule, and you sign up to audition, and you usually have to prepare a 32-bar cut or 1 minute of a song. And then you'll go through the song and for the directors, and then sometimes they'll have you sing scales just to get a sense of your range, and then they'll also have you read some acting sides of the characters just to get a feel of how you would portray the character and whether they feel like it would suit their vision. And then after that, if they're considering you for a character, they'll ask you to come back for a callback where they have you do more things specific to a certain character. And so after for that, you'll prepare the songs the character sings.
Yeah.
Not the whole song, but just a cut of the song that they want to hear. Usually it's like the hardest part of the song, just so they know, okay, you can sing those notes.
Oh, damn.
And so you sound pretty good.
They throw you right into it.
Yeah. You got to prep. And then they'll also have you do more scenes. And also if you're a character with a love interest, like I am for Footloose, sometimes they'll put you with certain other people that they are considering as the other co-lead just to see if you have chemistry, because no one wants to see two people who don't even seem like they're actually into each other at all performing together and singing duets on a stage.
Oh, hell no.
So they got to get a sense to make sure you guys have good acting chemistry.
Yeah, like what is it like specifically with this new production, Footloose? And what should audience members expect from this production? Why should we go out and see Footloose? Tell me, Gray Engstrom.
Well, I will say Footloose is a very dance-heavy musical. If you don't know the show Footloose, basically it's about a town where dancing has been outlawed.
Actually? Wait, really?
Yes.
I thought that was a joke.
No, it is not a joke. So and that's what the original movie is about, is dancing has been outlawed, and there's this huge conflict between the church and the people, and it's about a story about this town allowing this newcomer, who's my character, is fighting for the right to dance, essentially. And it sounds corny, and it is corny, and that's the beauty of the show.
It's
camp. I think the show is very self-aware of how corny it is, which I think is what makes it great.
Hi. Wow, look at this crowd of people. Are you guys seeing Footloose?
Yeah!
Awesome. You heard it here. The citizens of UC Davis are so excited to see Footloose. Wait, Gray Engstrom, what was the date that the play's going to open?
May 31st, airing through June 2nd.
Wonderful. Okay. Hopefully, if you're interested, you'll hop on over to the Wyatt Pavilion and see this production.
Since Studio 301 is a registered nonprofit and a student organization, they are grateful for donations. Putting on productions with tech, costumes, show rights, room reservations, and other elements can be quite expensive. So if you're interested in supporting, consider attending their shows and purchasing merchandise or donating. If this has colored you intrigued, you can find out more information about Studio 301's auditions, past productions, and the inner workings of the club at their social medias and at their website, https://studio301productions.wixsite.com/website. Thank you for listening. This has been Savannah Berger with Arts and Culture at KDVS News.
Welcome back. I hope that y'all enjoyed that amazing segment by Savannah Berger, who graciously and amazingly puts together our arts and culture segments. If you've been listening to KDVS for this week, you know that it's fundraiser week. And in the last 3 minutes of our show, please, please, please donate to kdvs.org/give. Y'all are what makes KDVS News and KDVS happen in general.
We can't do it without you.
Yes.
And your donations.
Yes. If you love news, if you love KDVS, this is your time to shine, time to donate. And we have 2 minutes. We could still make 300. We could make it to 300.
And it's up to you, listener.
It's up to you. If you want to be interviewed, now's your time to put your money in to be exclusively interviewed for the news. But if not, we still appreciate your donations. Even if we don't reach 300, anything counts, anything matters. So
thank you so much for your donations.
Thank you so much. This segment is brought to you by some great people. Savannah Berger. We've had Zoa Wilhoit. We've had Izzy Barney. It all takes a community. It all takes you guys. It all takes your donations. So please, please, kdvs.org/give. But yeah, anything else from you?
Thank you so much for listening. And please donate. You got a minute left, please. But you have until April 27th, that's Saturday at 5 p.m. to donate at kdvs.org/give. Please, if you're able, please, 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 please donate.
Yes.
You're going to be helping out so, so much.
But this is it for news for this week. We will see y'all May 9th for our next episode. This has been Romali DeSilva, your host of KDVS News, and...
This has been Izzy Barney, a.k.a. DJ Nadia.
Thank you so much, and we will see you May 9th. Please donate. Happy fundraiser.
KDVS.org/give. Woo. Goodbye. We want to fill that dead air. KDVS Davis, what's going on?
Hello, check. Hey, KDVS Davis, how are you doing? Just a minute, with some technical difficulties, we'll be on in just a moment. How are we doing? Have we got it set up?
Yes.
All right, cool. If you want to go ahead and switch that on, I'll take that call train out from you. Great. Awesome.
Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Francisco Dominguez.